everybody. I'm Cam Stewart with your Fantasy Sports News update. The Dolphins close to acquiring Josh Rosen from the Cardinals. The Dolphins will give up the 48th pick in the NFL draft for Rosen, according to multiple sources. The deal could reportedly include a late-round pick being sent from Arizona to Miami as well. The Dolphins expressing interest in Rosen prior to the Cards drafting Kyler Murray with the number one pick. Rounds 2 and 3 of the NFL draft continuing tonight at 7 Eastern. Win and you get paid. Clemson and head coach Dabo Sweeney have agreed on a 10-year, $93 million extension. Sweeney has led the program to 2 national championships in the last 3 years. This makes Sweeney the highest paid coach in college football history. His contract surpasses the 10-year, $75 million deal that Jimbo Fisher signed with Texas A&M. It's also bigger than Alabama coach Nick Saban's contract. He's set to make $8.7 million in 2019. Since taking over the program in 2008, Sweeney has amassed a 116-30 record, including 5 ACC titles and 2 national championships. With NBA free agency nearing, rumors of Kevin Durant's departure heating up. Several former and current teammates believe the 2014 MVP will leave the Golden State Warriors and join the New York Knicks. That's multiple sources telling ESPN. More playoff elimination games in both leagues tonight. The Golden State Warriors now laying 10 points to the LA Clippers on the road. High total, 232.5. Warriors lead the best of 7, 3-2. 2 more playoff games in the National Hockey League tonight, round 2 as well. Carolina and the New York Islanders get the night started just after 7 o'clock. Islanders now playing at Barclays. They're laying minus 140 in this game total, set really low at 5. Then at 10 o'clock, San Jose will be hosting underdog Colorado. The Sharks, minus 135, over-under, is set at 6. Very busy night on the diamond. 3 games at 7:05. San Diego and Washington. Nats laying minus 210, total 7. Strom versus Sanchez. Miami taking on Philadelphia. Phils, minus 198.5. Urena versus Eichhoff. Oakland at Toronto. Big game here for the Blue Jays and their fans. Jays minus 130, total 9. Fires and Stroman and Vlad Guerrero is going to make his much-anticipated MLB debut for the Blue Jays, hitting 5th in the lineup. 2 more games at 7:10. Tampa Bay and Boston, Rays minus 125, over under 9. Morton versus Smith. Milwaukee and the New York Mets. Mets minus 185, 7.5. Anderson and DeGrom at 7:20. Colorado and Atlanta. Braves, Big Chalk, minus 179. Sensatella and Freed. And we got 3 more at 8:10. Detroit and the White Sox. White Sox minus 135, total 9. Norris and Rodon. Cleveland versus Houston. Stroh's minus 125, 8.5. Kluber and McHugh. Baltimore and Minnesota tonight. The Twins minus 200, 9.5. Cobb versus Perez. 8:15. The Angels laying 25 cents in Kansas City. Total 8.5. Skaggs versus Duffy. And Cincinnati and St. Louis, we have the Cards minus 150, total 8. Desclafani, Mikolos, 940. Cubs in Arizona, Pick'em, 9 is your total. Hendricks and Ray, 3 more at 10:10. Busy night tonight. Pittsburgh at the Dodgers. Dodgers minus 185, 7.5. Archer versus Ryu. Texas and Seattle, Mariners minus 145, 9. Miller and Kikuchi. And the New York Yankees, they're laying 130 at San Francisco. Total 6.5. It's low because of Paxton versus Bumgarner. The White Sox have designated veteran pitcher Irvin Santana for assignment to make room for Eloy Jimenez return from the bereavement list. And on the PGA Tour, we're back to action at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. This tournament, a team event, lots of golf because of yesterday's lightning stoppage. And Brian Gay and Rory Sabatini lead the team competition right now. They are 12 under par. 2 teams are just 1 shot back. European Tour, David Lipsky and Sam Crocker share the lead at -5 after 2 rounds. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morency hosts Red Heat and Rage Radio. It's coming up next. We got some NHL playoff action, NBA, NFL draft talk, and a whole lot more. Stay tuned, everybody. It's Red Heat and Rage Radio coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game time decision. Ready to Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeart Radio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Of course, kicks it on many platforms, including YouTube. I'm Gabriel Morency. Throwing it down to Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. It's a Friday. We've got a stacked show. Steve Merrill will join us in a couple of minutes. We'll talk NBA playoffs with Steve Merrill. We'll talk a little NFL draft with Merrill, but we'll focus in on NASCAR as well. NASCAR and NBA with Babano. Babano likes to talk. Babano will throw it down. As our main man, Clam Chowder, once said, Babano's a real chatterbox.
But Banner will step up and in. In the 5 o'clock hour, we'll talk some NHL playoffs with Babano. We've got Alex Smith, not the quarterback, the handicapper. We spoke with Paul Donato this morning from WFAN. Been covering the Giants since like 1983, I believe. So he goes way back with the New York Giants. And we'll recap, of course, the Giants and their decision to screw me and cost me my prop of a second quarterback taken. In the NFL draft, it was Dwayne Haskins. Should have been Dwayne Haskins. Should have, could have, would have, wasn't, is what it is. But, Cam, we have a lot of stuff to hit on the show.
You said it, buddy. Yeah, I was just going to get your opinion of what's happening in New York with the Daniel Jones news. And my favorite part of it is, yeah, maybe in 3 years he'll be ready to go. Well, Eli Manning will be lucky to get through one more year, let alone three. But we see this every draft, Gabe. There's always a team that reaches or does something we don't expect. It never goes according to plan. And I'm pretty happy with the Seahawks doing what they did with Collier and stockpiling picks. They only had 4 for the draft. Now we have lots of picks, and good on you guys to get Ed Oliver where you did. So very good draft start for both of our teams, I'm thinking. The Giants, that's another story.
Yeah, the Buffalo Bills were lucky that Ed Oliver was still around. And really, you know, we can thank Gettleman for that, actually, because it was a domino effect with him taking Daniel Jones in that spot. And really, you know, and I've talked about this already today on the morning show. Of course, I was on Patreon last night after the draft when this went down. I've been on Twitter a lot bitching and talking about the draft. But really, it's almost like a fantasy football draft, Cam, in which somebody takes the quarterback. Somebody takes the quarterback in the first round. You know what I mean? That's exactly what it is to me. Like, you know, like a fantasy football draft, all right, you know. Oh, I'm taking, I'm taking Ezekiel Elliott. Or I'm taking this guy, that guy. Yeah, I guess Mahomes is going to be pretty hyped up. But, you know, in fantasy football, it's the old saying, well, you don't have to do that because you'll get a pretty good quarterback in the 5th round. Now, the real world isn't fantasy football. I get it. You know, and you might strike gold and get a quarterback in the 5th round. But the whole thing with Daniel Jones is if you liked him, I don't know, you could have got him later. Like, that's just baffling. Like, you know, certainly not at 6. You didn't even have to take him at 17. And I get it. You know, look, you ended up drafting 30th again. You could have taken him 30th if you wanted to. And I get it. All right, you think, okay, someone else likes him. They're not going to wait. But I don't think anyone was going to draft Daniel Jones. It was a unique situation, sort of like Kyler Murray, where if Cliff Kingsbury's not the head coach of Arizona right now, Kyler Murray's not the number one pick in the NFL draft. And if Dave Gettleman's not the GM and the Maras aren't running the Giants, because Maras deserve a lot of the, you know, let's just be real here, they run the team. You know, they have to approve of guys like Odell getting traded. It's just, and then they bring in Daniel Jones. They just didn't have to. It's nothing against Daniel Jones. If that's the guy they think that's going to be a good quarterback, then hey, so be it. Yeah, he's not terrible, but he's been put in a bad spot now because he's a 6th pick, and it's a very good spot for Eli Manning because Jones isn't really good enough to unseat him right away. And, you know, when Jones comes in, then he's going to struggle. I got to tell you, the Giants are a lost cause. They're in trouble for years. And I'm sure Saquon Barkley is already counting the days down until he can leave the Meadowlands. The Jets got it going on. All right, we got a lot of stuff to hit. Let's roll.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Gang working the board in the pit, master control, Studio 34. We're throwing it down in the New Jersey studios. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, in the bunker, in the Maple Leaf, the Maple Leaf bunker.
Thinking about ripping everything down the way things are going, Gabe.
Yeah, I think it's almost time. Like, yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I really don't have any money for other furnishings, so I guess they could stay. Once hockey's over, though, I'd like to just put a bullet hole through everything in the wall, to be honest with you.
All right, so let's bring in let's bring in Steve Merrill right now. ProSportsInfo.com. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, guys, doing well.
Oh, Steve, are you much of a movie buff, Steve? You go to movies much? I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no, too.
I was going to say no, but when he played Iron Man, I was about to ask, is that because Avengers is coming out tonight? So.
Well, that's pretty impressive.
Really,
you know that
really,
Avengers is coming out tonight.
Nice.
Well, it's going to be like
a movie buff.
It's going to be one of the biggest movies ever. There's betting odds on it and everything. I take attention when there's betting odds on something.
No, I used to be good at that. I was good at predict that stuff. You know, I don't know, man. I've been seeing this Avengers stuff everywhere for so long. I didn't even know when it was coming out. I might have thought maybe it was out last week. And in New York, it's the big-ass billboards and the whole nine yards. They're really pimping it. And I was talking to a guy here. And our boy Chuck, and Chuck, he goes, you into the Avengers? And I'm like, well, I got nothing against it, but you know why? And he goes, I'm gonna pay $400 to go see the first showing of it.
Yeah, I don't get
$400.
That's insane.
Yeah, so I was thinking, well, we can't wait 4 days and pay $16.
Wait 12 hours.
Yeah, wait 12 hours. Exactly. Not even 4 days.
Yeah,
well,
I don't get
a big
that
lie and stuff. Yeah. But anyway, so. So, but it's crazy, and supposedly it's a deal. Like, tickets are going for, like, $800, and, like, I'm like, holy crap. Like, so, but anyways, really? There's a reason why I bring this. Yeah. I'll look it up in a second, how much, but there's a reason why I bring this up. So, you know, with the Tyreek Hill news, and yesterday in the draft, half the guys that got drafted right after the draft, and they're like, yeah, we should let you know he has been arrested before. And, you know, like, everyone. So, today, right before the show starts, I look, and I see the number one trending topic in New York, I have the Twitter trends up for New York, was LeSean McCoy. And I'm thinking, oh, God, you know, he doesn't play for anyone in New York. Why is everyone talking? So what do you, you know, I just thought, oh, no, is this from that last summer thing? And did they, you know what I mean? I was just thinking, well, oh, God, what did LeSean McCoy do? And so I click on it, and he's the most hated man in America right now. Like, people hate him more than Tyreek Hill. Like, the number two trending topic is Trump sucks, trending with Charlottesville. The only thing that can knock Trump off is LeSean McCoy. LeSean McCoy went to, like, some screening of this movie before anyone else saw it and spoiled it.
Oh, perfect. Wow.
he tweeted the entire story and the ending.
That's
like,
the best.
Twice. Like, he did it, and then he retweeted, like, he... He went home and he just tweeted the hell out of what happened. The thing is, no one's seen it yet. It's not out yet.
Amazing.
So he's literally.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's one of the reasons people might wanted to see it earlier opposed to other movies is that there's a real cliffhanger. So I was going to say there might be some value in having inside information, but I didn't realize McCoy did that. That's kind of a dick move.
All right, so here it is. Barstool Sports Twitter. Is LeSean McCoy the biggest asshole of all time for tweeting out Avengers spoilers? Robert Littell, Black Sports Online. LeSean McCoy spoils the ending of Avengers Endgame on Twitter. People are livid. Twitter reacts not kindly to Shady. And here's just some kid. Like, here's a kid in a Marvel shirt. He's losing it. He's like, Goodell needs to suspend LeSean McCoy for spoiling the Avengers. F Shady McCoy. People are tweeting him, I hope you break your leg. There's all these kids out here. They actually think that he's going to get suspended. It's like the NFL should suspend LeSean McCoy for the entire season for spoiling the Avengers. I hope the Bills don't win a single freaking game this season. I could go. The NFL should suspend LeSean McCoy. People who spoil movies are scum of the planet. I am rooting for a career-ending injury. LeSean McCoy needs to be kicked from the National Football League. Unacceptable behavior. Some compare this to what Aaron Hernandez did. I'm not, but I've heard people say that. Do the right thing at NFL commish, you coward.
Tells you how stupid people are. One guy hits a kid, the other guy kills somebody, and they're talking about a guy who spoils a movie? Like, this kind of world we're living in, Morenci. It's a problem.
What was the upside for McCoy, though, other than getting his name out there? I mean, is that all, you know, belief that as long as they spell your name correct, any media is good media? I'm not sure that's the case here, though. Or maybe it is.
No, I don't know. What does LeSean McCoy want media for? Like, does he care? He's a multimillionaire. He's like 1,000 yards away from getting into the Hall of Fame. He's probably already in, but he needs just the icing on a cake. And, you know, that's name like somebody tweeted me. Like somebody just tweeted me. They said, hey, Morenci, his nickname is Shady.
Yeah.
Here's another guy. LeSean McCoy, you're a straight-up asshole. LeSean McCoy just spoiled the Endgame movie on Twitter. People are so mad it's actually funny. Dude, like some of these, I can't say the language and stuff like this. Like people are pissed. The thing is, Cam, now my Bills are getting dragged into this because people are like, F you and the Bills.
Exactly. Yeah, see, that's what I don't like.
They're like, we hope you don't
win a game. You got Ed Oliver. Hope now you got damage control.
I haven't heard Tyreek Hill's take on this, so I can't speak on it, but LeSean McCoy can rot in hell. LeSean McCoy, you're an effing dick. Here's one. LeSean McCoy should be imprisoned. Yeah. Here's another, some guy. I hope Gore and Yeldon take all your snaps.
I want to find out who got McCoy the early screening to see the movie.
Yeah.
He's probably hiding under a rock somewhere right now.
Oh, shit. Someone's calling him. You, bro, I gave you the pass to the movie, man. I think you
imagine that person's name gets out there.
and honestly, on a more serious note, Steve, like, all right, let me see. How many followers does LeSean McCoy have? Like, a lot. You know what I'm saying?
I'd like to see if it's more. It's probably more than it was a day ago. That's my point. It's good for him.
Well, people are pissed at him. They're like, he's losing followers. People are blocking him and stuff because of this.
Interesting to see.
Oh,
like
my God. I just saw it. I just clicked on it, and I just saw it.
Yeah, no, I don't want to hear it. I might end up seeing it.
Am I going to be a jerk? It just started today, Ken. Normally, because I hate people like that. Like with The Walking Dead, I used to go on Twitter right after the show was over. And people were like, I'm on the West Coast. It's like, bro, that's not my problem, man.
You know what I mean? Exactly. It isn't your problem.
It's like, that's not my problem.
You know what? I haven't
but
been
the thing
to a
is,
movie Cam,
when it's a movie,
years,
though,
so I really don't care.
People haven't had a chance to even see it yet, and he spoiled it. I'm not going to say what he said. He is a jerk. He put it in caps, and it's like you can't miss it. He didn't say, oh, by the way, I saw Ventures. You go to his Twitter, and it's just like, I'm like, even me, I'm like, oh, shit, really, that happened.
I tell you, Gabe, you better tell the listeners you're not going to say it. You get people turning the dial right now. You better be careful.
So... LeSean McCoy, all right, he's got 733,000 followers on Twitter. Think of this if you're Marvel. You're Sony, the film studio here. Or Disney, excuse me now. He just spoiled the movie for nearly 1 million people.
Maybe more.
Yeah, they're not happy.
Yeah.
And more. Not to mention, Ken, the retweets and the backlash. And people that follow LeSean McCoy are the type of people that will go see this stupid movie. You know what I mean? It's not like, it has nothing to do with anything. You know what I mean? Like, who cares? It's like, no. Like, people are likely, you know what I mean? Like, he could be hurting their bottom line. You know what
I'm
saying?
Of course he could. That's what I'm
saying. It's a million people. He just spoiled the damn thing.
Oh,
this is like Errol Hawani, like, giving away UFC's big announcement once 2 minutes before.
That's an excellent point. Like, the people at Disney and the movie house there are probably, like, smashing things right now. They don't need this. I gotta hand it to McCoy though. He's a real heel. That's a great move. You want to piss people off?
I like that. He's a real heel, Cam.
There's no upside for him at all.
Yeah, what
that's
is
a
McCoy?
Heel move?
I guess Steve, unless he just likes, like, is he sitting back at home laughing it up right now?
Maybe. That's what I can. That's all I can figure. Or he's just
dude,
dumb.
When he gets hurt this year, which he will, Twitter's gonna light up, man.
Good point.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
We're throwing it down with Cam Stewart, Steve Merrill. Steve's with us for another couple minutes. We'll get into the games here, Steve. So what do you think? Golden State tonight, going to blow these guys out after losing the game the other night and admitting they were looking ahead to Houston?
Yeah, I mean, that's what happened back in, what was it, game three. They blew that 31-point leading
game two
at home and lost outright. And they came back and stomped them. You know, you would think the same thing would happen, but something's not right with Golden State. I mean, granted, they've lost two of their three home games to the Clippers, and the reason's because of the defense. They've put up 120, 130 points in the two losses. They got to tighten that up. This Houston series is going to be closer than people think coming up.
Teddy was with us this morning. He picks Houston to beat him. He says it's happening. Says he's playing
Rockets on the series 3-1. Wasn't it like 3-1 game?
-330
The other day, that's what I heard. Yeah.
-330
Keep in mind, last year, Houston had a 3-2 lead in that series, and the Rockets are probably better this year. And I'm not a believer of the Rockets. You know I'm not a believer in Harden. I think he's all offense. But Golden State's looking like they got some serious defensive problems right now.
Yeah, it didn't help. It didn't help losing Boogie Cousins. Yeah, he was sort of a, you know, he was a guy that would do things for them while everyone else just sort of shoots. And Draymond Green's not as effective as he used to be. I think they'll murder them tonight, Cam, though.
I think so, too. But that article also came out. They've talked about it, but it's now been reinforced by current players. Old players gave that report that we've heard before about the Knicks. It's like catching fire right before the game, too. But I don't think that's going to be a factor. I think they beat them by like 20 tonight.
But I think it is a factor in a sense that it's been out there all year, man. Like, look, Draymond and Durant got into it that night when Kevin Durant bitched at Draymond about not doing the right thing on a court. And when he got into the room, he said, F you, man. He said, you weren't here before, and we all know you're leaving, bro. He said, we're not listening to you anymore, right? He said, I don't care what you say. You're not even going to be here. You won't even be on our team next year. And that's friction, right? It's just there. And like you said, now here they are. And I don't know if for people wondering, it basically came out that current Golden State Warrior players are basically telling people that it's a done deal. He's leaving, and it's the Knicks. NBA agents are basically stating all that's left to be done is for him to sign a piece of paper that it's the worst-kept secret in NBA circles that Kevin Durant's going to be a Knick, as crazy as it sounds. I've been on this wagon, too. I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen. All right, Steve, so the Raptors and the Sixers and the Bucks and the Celtics, who do you like in the series?
Well, I mean, Milwaukee had the best record in the league. You still worry about that inexperience, you know? They just won their first playoff series since, what was it, 2001? First time in 18 years that they won a playoff series. It's hard to imagine them going all the way, even as the number one team in the league this year. So for that reason, you know, I think the Celtics have a chance, but I do think the Bucks probably win there. And that Sixers-Raptors series, I just, you know, it's Philly's health as NBA. He has to be fully healthy. I just feel like Toronto has a ton more playoff experience there as well. So I think Boston and Toronto hold the edges, you know, playoff experience-wise. And I think Milwaukee and Philly are probably the up-and-coming teams. Those should be two great series. The league is really getting screwed, though, aren't they, with the Rockets and Warriors in the semis instead of the conference finals. You're going to have either, most likely, the Nuggets, you know, could be the Spurs and the Blazers. One of those two teams is going to be in the finals against either Houston or Golden State. You talk about kind of anticlimactic after this series.
Things are going to get crazy. If, let's say, and I we talked about this morning, Houston's going to beat Golden State in the next series, and then Denver will beat them. this will be the first year like ever. It's going to be a weird NBA Finals. Toronto Raptors, Denver Nuggets, NBA Finals.
That would be the best.
I know. All right, this team.
I'd love it.
I think the Nuggets messed us up a couple of times, too.
The Bucks against anybody isn't exactly the league dream either. Although they have a superstar there.
Yeah, at least they got Greek Freak. So yeah. NASCAR was off because of Easter when we spoke. So what's the deal this week? Where are they at, Steve?
Talladega.
Yeah, flip a coin. Ooh.
Oh, that's right. It's Talladega. Yeah. I saw the picture through the truck.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. Keselowski's probably been the most consistent restrictor plate racer at Talladega now for several years, and he's been as good as anybody on the other tracks, too. So he's probably the guy to beat.
What about Kyle Busch here?
He's good on restrictor plates. You know, the thing about Talladega, obviously, it's going to come down to the last lap and then overtime. I mean, it really is a coin flip. What you want to do is take some long shots. This is the one race where you could take four, five, six guys, get them all at double-digit odds, and just have to cash one of them.
The Geico 500. Geico, Denny Hamlin's always good in these type of races, too.
He's been good on restrictor plates, too. One thing I've seen, though, Gabe, this year is it does look like Fords have the most horsepower, and that kind of showed at the Daytona 500 as well. Logano and Keselowski as teammates, they can team up and draft. Harvick and his teammates will probably be strong as well, like Clint Bowyer is maybe a nice little long shot. Eric Almirola, those type of guys with the Harvick team that can all draft together as well.
Steve Merrill, ProSportsInfo.com, one of the covers experts. Thanks for joining us, Steve.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good one, Steve.
Steve Merrill with us. So, Cam, I asked people on Twitter, what do you think of LeSean McCoy? Is he funny? Yeah. Should he rot in hell? Or
I'm guessing rot in hell is leading.
Let's see. Let me check in now. Still having a hard time figuring out this new new Twitter.
Watching this Giants reporter here. She's got a huge head of hair.
I thought
they're just.
I was expecting huge else.
Yeah, you were heard huge RACK.
Yeah, yeah. I thought I was like, oh wow, Cam. Yeah. Like I'm watching the Giants reporter. She's got huge. Yeah.
Just
huge head of hair, huh?
Dallas, Texas, like 70s hair that I grew up on. When you were a youngster and really started to notice girls.
I'm a fan of big hair.
Me too. I'm a big fan of big hair. Big hair. On the top.
Yeah.
Sorry. Cardinals, like, sorry, Cam. Cut tape. Yeah, big hair.
All right. Ready. Who is she? What is she? The San Francisco?
She's a New York Giants reporter. I just watch an NFL Network right now. She's a middle-aged woman. Nice, great, very good teeth. Okay. Very good teeth. Just watching Steve Smith. Yeah, no, just then right now they're talking about. They're just showing the Daniel Jones story, getting picked by the Giants and getting reaction and stuff like that. Yeah, must be pretty wild to be there, Gabe. So what are they saying about McCoy?
Is it Diana Tarani or something like that?
Yeah. I think that's her name. Yeah,
she looks Italian, kind of.
Yeah. She looks like an Italian successful woman. Excellent analysis. That's true.
She looks successful.
Yeah, like good teeth, good hair. Like, you know what I mean? One of those ladies that well kept.
Better than you and me, you're saying.
Yes. Like all the little things are done well. Like perfect hair, beautiful white teeth, nice nails, you know, things like that. Attention to detail that I don't have.
Yeah.
As I'm wearing the Cortez shirt for the third day this week.
You said this type of, you know, they're like people like, you know, she's probably got a husband, kids, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Membership at a golf club and stuff like that, you know.
Excellent.
Nice
point.
Nails.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You said it.
Friends,
it just comes in there.
Friends.
Can I get a golf?
Stuff,
yeah.
You know?
Pinot Grigio, please, my good sir. Like, you know,
she's
what I mean?
Going out to dinner at a nice restaurant with her friends.
Yeah. And I'm looking for a $4 draft at Chuck's. That's the difference.
You're trading for
a little bit different.
You're trading patio. You're trading patio furniture with the Filipino neighbors for beer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a good deal. I gave them an extra chair.
How'd that work out for you?
It worked out great. I got 12 beers now and 12 beers future considerations, too. I go get me another 12. So I got a 2-4 out of the deal. I don't even use I literally use that chair for, like, seagulls to shit on. So, like, I'm not using the thing. And the guy, I saw him this morning. The guy's just, like, happy as pie, rinsing it off. Hey, Cam, how you doing? Yeah, he invited me to the garage for a beer. I'm like, I have a radio show to do, but maybe after the show I'll join you for a garage beer.
You guys don't work. Just sit in the garage, drink all day, and just play cards.
It's actually hilarious. Their wives are all like nurses. They're all Filipino nurses, and these guys don't work. They're in patio furniture, smoking cigarettes, and drinking beer every day in my complex. I'm like, and the guy knocks on my door. I go, don't knock on my door between 4 and 7, Gabe. ding dong, ding dong, ding dong when we were doing the show yesterday. He wouldn't stop during like the whole segment. I'm like, I had to.
So you,
buddy, nobody listened.
You cut the deal. You cut the deal during a commercial break with the guy yesterday. You're like, all right, yes. Give me the beer.
Yeah. I said, yeah, you just give me 12 beers now, 12 later, and I'll throw in another chair. Sold. And the guy's hosing it down.
I like what I told you. I said yesterday. I said, did you get a good deal? You're like, yeah, the chair is a piece of junk. It's useless.
It is. Like, what am I going to do? I don't want to sit in a metal chair. I don't. He's got plans for it, but I know all those guys do is sit in chairs, smoke and drink.
You know what?
You're right.
Like, I got to tell you, it sounds like you got a pretty good deal because he could have just went to Walmart or something and got a little chair to sit in the backyard for $10 or something.
It is. Yeah, that's a good point. Like, but those ones break. This one is, I will say, very sturdy. Like a guy like me and big man, like bigger guys can sit on it. It is sturdy. It won't break. Like it's no, like King Kong Bundy could sit on it. It won't split. It's a very solid chair. I just have no use for it. What the hell am I going to do with a metal chair? I don't have a family. The only chair I have is this one doing the show with you. And it's got a big dent in it too. Big ass mark.
Just
3 hours of radio every day.
I've got like one of the WWE style folding chairs here.
Oh, yeah. That's the one you're going to crack over somebody's head one day. Hey, Rents to Morency. Smash. Yeah, it's unbelievable. You really got me thinking about people not working. And I'm like, how do people generate money? Like, they're not doing anything illegal. They don't sell drugs or anything. It's just, then I figured it out. Their wives do all the work. They sit around and do nothing, and the wives pick up the paycheck.
I wonder like about that. Or is it that they don't gamble every day?
That's part of it, but they do gamble in the garage. They play poker.
No, but I'm just saying as a whole. Like yeah. I wonder too, and you know, I think I'm making more money than them too. And I wonder, like, you know what I mean? Even like, remember before, like it used to baffle us. Like me and Cam, we'd be doing a TV show.
We have no money.
It's like, you know, our cameraman and intern. Oh, I'm going to Barbados with my girlfriend, and I'm thinking I make like four times more money than this kid. Like, how's he? We're like. It's like, I don't know where people get this money from.
They don't gamble every night. I think you answered your own question. Dallas Stars cost me a weekend in New York.
Yeah, they can go after themselves. Yeah, well, I think it's the Russ Amber story. We'll get to that when we come back.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
I would tell people what LaShawn McCoy said about Avengers, but I don't want everyone hating me like that. And I think our boy Yang's going to movie tonight.
Is he?
Yang. Avengers.
Yeah, I'm not too much of the Avengers thing, man. I'm more like Wolverine, Iron Man kind of stuff, you know?
I agree.
I don't like that team stuff. Like, you know, I'm not too much into
I'm
that.
I'm with you. The Avengers kind of blow anyway compared to, like, X-Men and the other ones. Like, it's not the same, but I'm with you. But the last time I saw that Wolverine movie, Gabe, it was good, man. Like, when he was an absolute drunk and stuff like that. Like, that movie was so well done. The last one that was out there, that was the last movie I think I saw in the theater a couple years ago. I don't go to movies.
They're all the same to me, those movies, man. There's, like, the Marvel formula. They all look the same. They're all shot in Vancouver. Like, they all...
Yeah, no, it's very, very true, though. Good call by you. Yep.
No, they look the same. They are the same. To me, it's like, whatever, man. It's like Shania Twain and Bryan Adams. They're the same in Def Leppard. It's all the same song with a different distortion pedal. You know what I mean? Like, they basically, it's the same movie, but all right, we'll interject Aquaman or, you know, whoever the hell, man, Thor and all this other crap. But I agree. I don't know, you know. I didn't like that last Batman movie there when it was all of them. It was crappy.
What they need to do is come out with a Thundercats movie and stop talking about it, man.
Oh, Thundercats.
You know, they've been talking. I've been hearing Thundercats for like 15 years that they was going to do this this trailer, like, you know, whether there was
I don't even know what the Thundercats are. Is. I don't know that.
Oh, Thundercats are amazing. Panthro and then the evil guy was Mumra.
Mumra.
Oh,
it was amazing. Oh, yeah, I used to rush home
Thunder,
to watch
Thunder, 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 Thundercats.
Thundercats.
Oh.
Thundercats was a good show. I don't know.
Quality program. You don't know Thundercats? Wow.
No, I never heard of it.
They actually gave. That's the debate we had. They have the same logo as the Kansas State Wildcats, and I was wondering who sues who. Does Thundercats sue? Yeah, but I think Kansas State University has been around before Thundercats, so they should sue Thundercats. It's the exact same logo on their helmet.
You know, you know what? You know what? I would make a movie of Cam, a remake from an old cartoon. Be good. Rocket Robin Hood.
I love Rocket Robin Hood. Amazing.
Yeah, Rocket Robin Hood.
I like Fire Tuck takes a bite of one thing, too. One piece of chicken. Great. Just grabbing food and going nuts, like me.
Yeah, he could eat Fire Tuck.
He sure could. He sure could. I even like Hercules. Devilus, Devilus. Helena's in trouble. Helena's in trouble.
Although, hey, Herc, I haven't seen the commercials. Oh, yeah, hey, Herc. I didn't like that kid.
He's on the boat. Watch out, Herc. Here he comes.
That's a great.
Hey, Herc. Doo-doo-doo. Doo-doo-doo. Hey, it's Toot. What do you got to say, buddy? Oh, no. It's Wilhelmina. She took Helena. Oh, no.
He repeats everything.
He's over there. Dude. He's over there. Herc. Oh man,
that's a great. That's smart. Pretty good, man.
X, I do a pretty good. I do a pretty good. Yeah, I got a few up my
sleeve. Dude, you kill me. That's awesome.
Herc, I forgot
Herc. Herc.
It's Wilhelmina. She's got Helena. Come on, Herc.
You know what I like though? Was the
Kansas State Thundercats thing on the TV right now. Wow. How life imitates.
Really,
like, I can't believe
crazy.
Every time we talk about something, like, what are the odds they're showing Kansas State highlights right now?
I know.
Wow.
You know, it's crazy. Like, life's like that. Last night, I've been talking a lot about the Twilight Zone recently. I've been watching the Twilight Zone every night.
Twilight Zone's awesome. I'm getting
last
right
night,
into it, too.
Last night, it was a baseball episode, and they show a stadium, and they're like, this is the story, you know, with the voice. This is the story of a professional baseball team's last season, the Hoboken Zephyrs. And it was in Hoboken, New Jersey. And they're talking, it was like watching the Twilight Zone. I'm thinking, I'm looking out the window basically at like the you know, the park in the movie, in the show. Yeah, it was just weird. Like you said, like it's crazy how things come together, the symmetry like that. I used to think that would work, Cam. Like, I remember, like, I was thinking about a baseball game. I'm like, man, I wonder who I should take today. And I'm walking down the street. I look up, and I see a dude in a Braves hat. And I'm like, Braves. That's destiny. I just saw the guy in a Braves hat. I'm like, dude, the Braves. It doesn't work.
Sometimes it doesn't work. I know. One of my biggest bets, I did that, and it didn't work. And I'll never do it again. I need a sign. No.
But I like that the Geico commercials. Geico have some good commercials. But remember with Hercules, the Skeletor.
That's right.
Like, give me one good reason why I shouldn't take you to the intergalactic prison right now, Skeletor. He's like, Geico can save you money on car insurance. And yeah, Hercules like thinks about it, and it's just the best. The end. Skeletor's got like a rocket pack. He takes off. See you later, suckers.
Yeah, Geico.
Skeletor
good.
Was
they
the best.
Skeletor's amazing.
Yeah, I was in He-Man.
I like He-Man. Man-at-Arms, He-Man, yeah, Battle Cat, yeah, know them all. Yeah, then they had She-Ra, the spinoff, at Bang She-Ra.
I'm so old, though. Like, I remember, like, the cartoons where when I was a kid, it was, like, Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah, I know, Underdog.
Yeah, but you caught me with that, hey, Herc.
Hey, Herc. It's Devilus.
You got to get into...
What, voicing
you gotta
over
get in,
stuff?
Yeah, you got to get into cartoon voicing. You can do it. You got that high-pitched voice. That's great.
It's actually funny, Gabe. I almost did it once. There was a show, and something fell apart when we were on TV. This guy used to watch our show, and he had a voice for me for that Canadian show, Chili Beach. It was like a little cartoon show. It didn't even last a season, though, so I didn't get to do it. But he said he wanted me to do some voices for it. Never amounted to something. I'm actually really still pissed off about it. I'd love to do cartoon voices. It'd be fun. That'd be a great gig.
I can only do it if I'm like the villain. My voice is like
I can't. You got a good like raspy villain voice. Like I'm gonna burn your ass at the stake, jerk. Yeah, like you could do like you know, real deep.
You know what I'd be good at? I'd be good at the what's the bad guy? What's that jerk's name in Smurfs? Gargamel?
Gargamel. Gargamel. Yeah, Gargamel.
Hey, you stupid little blue Smurf.
Yeah.
I'd be good at that. Come here, you stupid little blue Smurf.
I think Gabe would make a good Skeletor voice.
Skeletor.
He'd be good at Gargamel, too. Like, if he was missing a tooth, that'd be perfect, because Gargamel's kind of bald.
These are your final days, He-Man.
They don't make them like that anymore. Cam does a great.
Give us your Undertaker, and your Paul Bearer. Rest in peace, your Paul Bearer.
My Undertaker will be coming back from the grave for you, Gabe. Can I have an extra piece of pizza? Ooh, my Undertaker will bury you. Rest in peace.
Bravo.
Now, remember how he said to you, can I have a slice of your pizza? Remember you were in the thing? Didn't he like want to grab your pizza when you were at an event? Was that you?
No. I feel, and I hate to admit this, I feel bad, but me and my buddy harassed Paul Bearer one night.
Percy Pringle, great guy. He was great. Rest in peace.
He was good. Real. I know. We were just jerks at wrestling events. But no, it wasn't me. I forget who it was. But you're right. It was what it wasn't me, Cam, but who the hell? Yeah, he did it. He said, Paul Bearer. I was sitting there in the front row of a wrestling event. Paul Bearer reached over and took my piece of pizza.
Amazing. That's so good.
And he just stuffed it in his face and looked at him and walked away.
Yes.
Who the hell told us that? It wasn't
I like him
me.
Even more. That's it awesome. Wasn't me. Yeah, you told me that story. I thought it was you, but it was one of your buddies. Interesting.
No, it wasn't. Who the hell was it? Paul Bearer just took his pizza.
That's so good.
Paul Bearer took the pizza. All right, good stuff right there. So level two, we got Babano.
Oh, yeah. Where's he today? I wonder where Babano is.
Soup kitchen?
Yeah, somewhere. Diner.
Diner.
Places. Local diner, soup.
I get the feeling he's not telling us the whole truth, Cam, to be honest with you all the time.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you, too. I'm starting to wonder if he's like a neighborhood creeper. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's always kind of
remember
like
that whole dog thing? Like, you never talk about your dog. Suddenly you're like, the dog, remember? We're like, well, what do you mean your dog was barking? So what? And then I never heard a dog bark. I just heard a weird noise. And then he said, it was the best ever. He said, it was just somebody canvassing.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Dan.
Whatever. I'm like canvassing. Like, and then I got to be honest, too. Like I said, I bring it up, Cam. This is the Columbo in me. And you know me, I'm pretty good at this stuff. But people don't canvass anymore, man. They know they get shot and stuff. No one knocks on your door selling anything anymore.
No, the only way you get a canvasser is Jehovah's Witnesses on Sunday. They still do the legwork. I get them in my complex all the time. And I say I go to the United Church, which I really don't go to church very often.
You're telling me you've got Jehovah's Witnesses knocking on your door sometimes on Sunday?
Yeah. They're the only canvassers.
Actually,
there are
temples near your house. It's out there, Mississauga.
Of course it is. It's right down the damn street. There's a million my Jehovah's Witnesses take over my building on Sundays, bro. I'm doing the show with Kurtz. They're not knocking on the door. I don't even answer anymore. Sir, would you like to get this free material here? No, I'm okay. Thanks. Thanks for trying.
You're going to end up like Homer Simpson, man. They're going to tell you about how there's like all you can eat for free at some retreat.
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to be cramming the gruel.
I love leader.
Yeah, they're going to be saying, man, this Cam guy, we haven't seen anyone eat all this so much Jehovah Witness gruel. They'd be, after like 3 hours, they'd be like, all right, buddy, are you joining or not? Because you got
to
go.
Yeah, exactly. Your food bills. You better come to the church. You're right, though. Babano does have a secret life, Gabe. I haven't put my finger on it yet, but it's got to be something.
No. There really is. Yeah, there really is. Like I told you, like, you know what? Maybe I'll confront Merrill one day with it on the air, but we'll ask him. Like, what's this double life, Steve?
What do you
work for the Pentagon? Like, are you secretly working for the Air Force? Like I said, I got daycare center. Like, there's something. I just get the feeling. Yeah, but Bano's not telling me something. Like, you know, I don't think we're getting the whole picture, Cam. Like, you and I are very transparent about everything.
Oh, everyone. Yeah, that's the thing. We took the Dallas Stars last night. We got smoked. Yeah, it happens, right? Like, Columbus loses in overtime. Thanks. Yeah, we tell you our problems. Why don't we have money? Well, you know, we party and we do other things. And, you know, we make bad decisions when drinking. Yes, we tell people.
That's what I was saying about Russ Anford, world champion boxing trainer. Travels a lot. It's on TV a lot. And, you know, whenever we traveled, you know, it would really take its toll. And I'd see Russ Amber travel all the time, and I asked him. I'm good friends with him, and I said, hey, Coach, it's his nickname. I said, hey, Coach, I see you on TV all the time. I said, you're doing TV shows. You're in a corner. You're all over the place. I said, you always look refreshed. I said, how you doing? I said, I'm worn out, man. And he goes, well, he goes, you know, you're a lot more refreshed. He goes, you'll find you're a lot more refreshed if you don't stay up doing cocaine and drinking in a hotel room till 5 a.m.
Excellent answer.
I was thinking, wow, it's not like
I'm going to bed like a normal person. Yeah, well said, Russ. That would probably help.
Yeah, so, yeah, like Merrill, like, I don't know, like, it wouldn't surprise me, like Merrill. Like I said, like, it sounds far-fetched, but would it shock you, Cam? Would it shock you if, like, you know, we found out, yeah, Steve, like, he lives in Virginia. It's a lot of, like, you know, the Pentagon and all that stuff's out there. You know what I mean?
He's got some kind
like, if Steve has a contract and he's like, yeah, I work for a company that works for the Air Force and hydronomics, you know what I'm saying? Wouldn't surprise me, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Like, there's something there. There's something there.
Like, you're right. I'd be surprised if he said he was a dog walker.
Dog walker? Thundercats,
ho! So you're saying Babano's a dog walker?
Yeah.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Time decisions continue. But Heat Rage, our radio. You know, Cam, and we'll get serious. We'll get into the hockey and stuff and basketball more. We'll talk some NFL football here. But, you know, it's Friday. We're loosening things up a little bit. You know, we're talking about Merrill's secret life. And I told Cam, like, last year once, I said, I swear to God, I think this guy runs a daycare center. And he straight cracked up. He goes, well, I said, I just got a feeling. I don't know. I've heard a bunch of kids in the background. It's weird times sometimes. Like, there's something there, bro. So I saw this, actually, because I saw Stephen A. Smith tweeting about this. This was yesterday on Twitter. And it was basically 5 jobs you've had in your life.
Yep.
So it's basically, you know, what have you done? It was sort of like bad jobs, too, like, you know, or just sort of jobs you've had. And people didn't believe Stephen A. Smith. He was like, he said that he fixed roofs, that he put tiles on roofs and stuff. People are like,
yeah,
you didn't
do that. Wow. He's a roofer. Yeah, shingles.
Yeah,
man.
He said he was an assistant roofer. Yeah. So I figured we'll throw this at Babano, even though it's going to catch him off guard. And he never deals well with these sort of social type of quick questions. But I'll ask you, Kim, 5 jobs you've had off the top of my head, I know you've told me. You were a waiter, and I don't know, you dropped food on someone or you dropped a plate and you ran out of the restaurant and split.
Actually, a true story.
I know you were a caddy, or were you fishing balls out of the pond at a golf? You worked at a golf course, right?
That's true. I used to be official ball fisher, where I dive in the creek around snapping turtles and eels.
Tell us about, though, the waiter shit. You were a teenager.
Oh, yeah. No, it was horrible. I used to work in a lodge, and I got promoted from dishwasher to waiter because I got along with people, but I wasn't a very good waiter, and these kids, I was starting to get better at it, but there was a kid, and I hate to say it, like, he was, you know, he flipped around his hands, and yeah, like, he was a little bit You know, he moved a lot. And I spilled hot soup on his head. Like, he knocked my hand, and it went right on his head. Carrots and celery stuck in his head, and I freaked out. I ran out of the restaurant, and I got in my boat, and I just drove away because I absolutely freaked out, yeah. And I couldn't wait a table for a month because I had the shake. Finally got over it, but, yeah, it really sucked.
We'll get back to camp, John.
I got an update. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Yeah, the worst part of that story was just seeing the noodles and chicken, and, you know, carrots and celery caught in the kid's head. It's horrible. Criminal case against Chiefs receiver Tyreek Hill back on. The case is going to be reopened following a release of an audio clip with Hill and his fiance discussing the 3-year-old son and the investigation into child abuse. This, according to Coach Andy Reid, it is confirmed. In the clip, his fiance asks Hill why their 3-year-old said, quote unquote, daddy did it. The Chiefs told the receiver not to participate in team activities until they learn more about the incident. This might not end well for Hill and the Kansas City Chiefs. The Dolphins very close to acquiring Josh Rosen from the Arizona Cardinals. The Dolphins apparently going to give up a 48th pick in the draft for Rosen, according to multiple sources. The deal could reportedly include a late-round pick being sent back to Arizona to Miami as well. The Dolphins expressed interest in Rosen prior to the Cards drafting Kyler Murray first overall. And the Jets reportedly exploring a third-round trade. They want to get into the early second round and make some noise. Rounds 2 of 3 of the NFL draft continues tonight at 7 o'clock on the NFL Network. While winning is going to get you paid, ask Dabo Sweeney. He's agreed to a 10-year, $93 million extension. He's led the Clemson program to 2 national championships in the last two of 3 years. This makes Sweeney the highest-paid coach in college football history. His contract surpasses the 10-year, $75 million deal that Jimbo Fisher signed with Texas A&M. It's also bigger than Alabama coach Nick Saban's deal. He makes $8.7 million in 2019. Since taking over the program, Sweeney has been amazing. 116 wins to 30 losses, 5 ACC titles, and 2 national championships. With NBA free agency nearing, rumors of Kevin Durant's departure heating up. It's been going on all season, but really, really hot rumors now. Several former and current teammates of Durant believe the 2014 NBA MVP is going to leave the Golden State Warriors to join the New York Knicks, multiple sources telling ESPN. More playoff elimination games on the schedule for Friday night. In basketball, we got one game. It's a late one. The Golden State Warriors laying 10 points to the LA Clippers. High total in this one, but it's gone down a few points, down to 231. The Warriors lead the best of 7-3 games to 2. 2 more on the ice tonight. Things get started. George Kurtz's Islanders in Carolina, they do battle from Barclays just after 7. The Islanders are the favorites, laying $1.40. Total set really low in this one at 5. They're expecting defense. Then at 10 o'clock, we got San Jose and the underdog Colorado Avalanche. The Sharks laying $1.35. Over-under in this game is set at 6. Very, very busy night on the diamond, guys. 3 games at 7:05 and the big one, Oakland at Toronto. We've been waiting. It's finally here. The Jays minus 130, total 9. Fires versus Stroman, but Vladimir Guerrero Jr. makes his much-anticipated MLB debut for the Blue Jays, and Vlad Sr. also in the house today, mobbed by media. A huge day in Toronto as the Guerreros are there, and Vlad Guerrero Jr. making his Jays debut. He will hit 5th later on in the night. The Yankees, they're in action tonight. They play Seattle. The Yankees minus 130 at San Fran. Very, very low total in this game, guys. 6.5. We got Paxton versus Bumgarner there. The White Sox, it didn't take long, but they've designated veteran pitcher Irvin Santana for assignment. That's going to make room for Eloy Jimenez, their beautiful young prospect there, to return from the bereavement list. This kid is the real deal. Taking a look on the links as well, PGA Zurich Classic of New Orleans. These guys are back at it, playing a lot of golf today because yesterday's tournament was thunderstorm. They had thunder and lightning, but now they're back on the links. Brian Gay, Rory Sabatini, they hold the lead at 12 under par. Lots of teams are just one shot back, and more golf. They're going to be playing all the way into the night tonight. On the European Tour, David Lipsky and Sam Crocker, they share the lead at minus 5 after 2 rounds of play. And we have some soccer scores. Liverpool in the Premiership absolutely demolishing Huddersfield today. 5-0 the final. Liverpool, you will never walk alone. big, big win for those guys right now. Stick around with me and Gabe Morency. We got more fun on Red Heat and Rage Radio. We got some picks. Our boy Babano shows up. We'll see what he likes on the gambling board and a whole lot more. Take it away, Yang. More Red Heat and Rage coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll level two. Speaking of level two, it's going to be round two of the National Football League draft. The Arizona Cardinals are on the clock. You know what, Cash yesterday, Cam, and man, it's one of these weeks, and you know, dude, we're old enough, we've been around long enough. I'm not even going to say it. That, you know, it's one of those nights last night, I would have crushed the draft if I had like two, you know.
Yeah,
and
I know.
If I had two dimes in my pocket, I was at the window, and I'd put 200 on this, and it was plus 200. I hit it. I hit a bunch of props last night, but small picks, of course. I'm not complaining because, Cam, I can't pitch. I had a pocket full of money last week, and I lost it. You know what I'm saying? So,
yep. I'm in the same
way. It's the way that goes. I'm not playing that game. Oh, of course I won, but I knew. It is what it is. But you know what hit? I didn't get in on it because I couldn't bet on everything. And I thought there would be four quarterbacks taken, but I knew at those odds that it was ridiculous that it was that high. There wasn't four quarterbacks taken in the first round.
Yeah, that's – so, how? Yeah, we got what? We got Murray.
By catching you off guard with
Jones,
this one.
And we got – right. You're right. Only three quarterbacks. That's right. Haskins, the lock didn't get drafted. So, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I'm going through my props. And it was like five
and one.
It was
like plus 265.
I know. I bet it. And I'm the same as you, Gabe. I put $20 on it. It's the same thing, man. I got good. I'm happy you won your Quinn and Williams. I lost that. Jacobs got drafted actually under the 25. I think he went 24. I won that bet. 24. Kyler Murray was a lock. And all the other stuff. Drew Lock, remember, 10.5, way over. He didn't even get drafted in the first round. We kicked ass
in
the props.
I called Marquise Brown, first wide receiver drafted.
Yep.
Hit it.
Exactly.
I hit first. First offensive lineman drafted, Jonah Williams, plus 200, hit it.
Exactly.
Hit Quinnen Williams, under 3.5, boom. I was nailing this, except Gettleman screwed me because I had money on the ones I lost. Haskins being the second quarterback taken and whatever. Gettleman screwed me on that. On the plus side, we got Ed Oliver for the Bills. I like that move. I lost the first safety prop, and I lost the first DB prop, but there were plus 250s and stuff like that. You know, I was swinging for fences, you know, but it was nice.
Hey,
but of course, Cam, I went 0-2 in the NHL last night. The dogs, of course.
Me too.
I take the favorites, the dogs win. I take the dogs, the favorites
dogs,
win.
The favorites
I hate
win.
The Boston Bruins.
I'm telling
hate
you,
them.
Gabe, I got
sick of them.
If you find something at that sports book to do regulation, it saved me from a disastrous night because Columbus plus 0.5 won, lost the overtime. It splits that bet up, but I got smoked on Dallas. I'm not going to deny it. I thought they were the better of the team for most of the game. Their goaltender, Bishop, let in some real weak goals yesterday. It's all about goaltending, and I was wrong, and you said it, and it's hilarious. All the stuff we did right, my PGA bets, I went 5-1. It got rained out. They were voided because they didn't play within the window of time. All the matchups that I bet won, I checked my account. I'm like, I'm missing like $300. They all called void, void, void. It's just one of those weeks, buddy, like bad beats. Void.
How many
bets,
holes does it have
crap.
To be? I don't know. I know like official everything else for every sport.
Yeah,
but
they have to finish eight. Basically for this tournament, they have
holes?
To finish their 18th. Oh, they have to finish like the whole round. And it got called after like three or four rounds. But they finished the matchups that I had later. They should have just left it be, but because no one finished,
they refunded you right away, and then they got back out of the course and they ended up winning after.
Yes, and all my matchups, win, 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 win. So, and I get nothing, nothing, nothing. But thanks to Dallas Stars, my heaviest play of the night. Been one of those weeks, Gabe. Can't lie. Horrible week. Financially.
Yeah, yeah. I've been taking unders all NHL playoffs. I got sick of it last night. I'm like, F this.
Yeah, then they both go under.
Ah, they both go under. Ah, whatever. You know what I mean?
I'm betting both dogs again tonight. And if they don't win, I might be hit.
I'll tell you what I did. I'll tell you what I did with the hockey. I changed my mind 10 times. Babano. Babano. Next.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Are you sure what's up with this song or the music right now?
Blinded by the light.
That's not sorry, it's not.
Blinded
by the light.
By the light. Like
different levels start coming in.
Blinded,
I could douche you tonight.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Wrapped up like a douche, but it's a deuce, but it sounds like douche.
Yes, yeah. Blinded by the light.
By the light.
I wonder about Bavona sometimes.
He's an interesting guy. Very interesting fella.
Where's, hey, Yang? Where's, Yo Yang?
What's up, buddy?
Yo Yang. Yeah, Yo Yang.
Where's our boy Matty at? Where's Metal Matt? He's
not Metal Matt today. Metal Matt is, yeah. He's over there back at the Twitter computer right now.
All right, yeah, because Metal Matt wouldn't let that song get through.
Yeah, nah, he wouldn't have.
I'm going to, I'm going to say this now so I know he can hear me. So, Metal Matt, we give him approval. If he tells you, listen, they're going to like these songs, put them in there. Metal Matt knows what's going on, all right, Yang?
You got it, buddy. I got Matt with me right now. He's smiling.
Yeah, that's it. So, yeah, he wouldn't approve of Blinded by the Light. That wouldn't have gotten through Metal Matt.
Yeah, nah, that wouldn't have gotten through.
That went five-hole, bro. It went five-hole right there.
See, I looked at the music legs. Like, as soon as I could. Like, I heard that. I was like, oh, my God. Can't that, buddy.
No, I don't blame you. I'm not blaming you. Like I said, Bavana's the one that programs this stuff. But all right. I sent you some audio here. There's no swearing in it. We'll play it right now. Just get it ready. We'll pull.
Last time you did that, yeah. My man was a profanity-laced little tirade there, buddy.
Yeah. There's no swearing in this. It's family oriented. So, we'll play it after, though. We'll play it later. Yeah, later we'll play it. Let's bring in Babano, though, now. What's up, Babano?
Happy Vladdy Guerrero Jr. Day. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? Good, Babano. Yeah, that is correct. So, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. makes his debut this evening. It's about damn time, man. I'm tired of hearing about him. Like,
Yeah,
finally, he's going to play in a big league game. I actually think the Jays are going to win tonight. They got Stroman on the hill. You got Vlad Guerrero Jr. You know he's going to hit a home run tonight. And the place is going to be electric because it's Guerrero's debut. Yeah. Nice timing.
Also, Oakland's pitcher, Fires, he's a dumpster fire.
They did this.
Dumpster Fires. Mike Dumpster Fires. Good point.
They did this for... They did this for money. Remember it was rumored he's going to come up on Tuesday? Why would you bring this kid up on a Tuesday against the San Francisco Giants? They were saying, no. We'll sell tickets on Friday heading into the weekend.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was a business decision.
And so, not just that, Gabe. Going head-to-head with Leafs Game 7, Raptors in a closeout against the Magic Game 5 made perfect sense to wait till Friday.
Yeah. Well, you know, it shouldn't because you shouldn't be making decisions on how many tickets you're going to sell. But that's the way sports is. But nevertheless, I do like the Jays tonight. And what I like about it, I retweeted this, is real cool. Vlad Guerrero Jr. showed up wearing his father's expo gear.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, but the only thing is, you know, Blue Jay fans, when the Expos come back, then it's just going to start, right? It's like, wow, is he going to end up as an Expo down the road? Like, if I was a Jay fan, I'd be like, all right, we get it. Your old man was an Expo, but you know, he got to wear his jersey here. So,
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. Respect to the Expos.
Exactly. It's his father. It's his first game. You know what I mean? Like,
I have no problem.
It's all good. But what are you betting this game tonight, Babano?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not usually big into, oh, it's a good spot, oh, it's a bad spot when it comes to baseball. But, you know, this is not your average night for the Toronto Blue Jays. I mean, the Vladdy Guerrero Jr. debut, that Rogers Center is going to have a lot more buzz, a lot more electricity, a lot more of a the place is going to be, I think, nearly packed tonight. And that's not something the Blue Jays are going to have a whole lot of this season. And I think it just, you know, gets the juices flowing a little bit more for everybody in the clubhouse. I think you're going to see that tonight. And it's not just that. You mentioned it in terms of the matchup. Throw all of that stuff out for a second. Oakland got swept by the Toronto Blue Jays last weekend, you know, at the Alameda Coliseum out in the Bay Area. So Toronto played well against them. And then you look at the two starting pitchers. Marcus Stroman's pitched well this season for the Jays. He's been very, very good. On the flip side, you can't say the same about Mike Fiers. The Blue Jays absolutely crushed him last time out. And the problem with him is he's a fly ball guy. He's given up a ton of hard hit contact. Home runs have been a problem. That's not the profile you want at Rogers Center. So I agree with you. I think laying a buck 25 is pretty good in this spot.
Yeah, Fiers, 8.28 earned run average on the season.
He pitches really poorly at Rogers Center too, Gabe. I remember the last time I saw Fiers pitch was with Houston, and me and my brother were at the game a couple of years ago. I think he gave up like 7 runs in one inning. Like, he has a real – it's just not a good recipe at Rogers Center, to Babano's point. This guy, well, he gives up a lot of contact, fly balls, and if you catch anything, there's going to be dingers galore. I'd actually look at the over tonight too, despite Stroman pitching well. I think the Jays might be able to get 6 or 7 runs themselves.
Yeah, Marcus Stroman's been
this
real
game,
good.
Tonight, coast-to-coast on MLB Network in the States. So that tells you all you need to know. It's a big deal, Vladdy's debut on MLB Network in the States tonight.
Well, he's the number one prospect in all of baseball. Marcus Stroman, 1-3 on the season. This is why I always tell people win and loss records aren't true indications of how somebody's pitching. Guy's got a 1.76 run average. He's given up 3 or fewer runs in 5 starts so far. In his first 5 starts, went 8 innings, only gave up 1 run in the 8 innings, 6 hits against Oakland last week. I don't think, you know, I don't like that. I wish they didn't smoke him as much as they did. But listen, it's not like the Jays are massive favorites or anything like that either tonight. So NHL hockey this evening, the New York Islander, haven't played in forever. What's up, Cam?
Just we were on fire, like going 4-0 all the night. I'm really starting to – hockey used to be my bread and butter. It's starting to piss me off. So we need some winners tonight, Gabe. Sorry to interrupt. There's still sour feelings about Dallas last night. Still sour.
I just heard you say, really? Yeah, I know. all right. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I had them, too. I had Columbus, too. I was all scared of the NHL, me, too. And it's funny, too, because last week I was 8-1-1. Remember? I was killing it. And
yeah,
now
– crushing it. Dude, crushing it.
Exactly. I know. It is what it is.
It is.
So I was like, man, I don't know about these games. I was like, I'm going to bet the totals. And then I'm like, I think they'll be lower scoring. And then when I got to the book, long story short, I ended up taking the New York Islanders tonight. Small play on the Islanders. The total was 5.5, but it sucked. When I got to FanDuel, it was 5 at plus money. Five. And I couldn't resist. I'm like, whatever, man. The Islanders don't give up goals. They just don't. Like, they and, you know, I'm rolling the dice. And this is an interesting prop I took. I normally don't do this. It shows that, you know, I'm getting desperate. I took first period of the Islanders and the Canes tonight. First period to be tied after the first period, plus 154. Pretty good odds, I think. To me, I think it could be tied. 0-0, 1-1 wouldn't shock me. Plus 154. For that, I think it's worth it. But I can't sit here and say I love the Islanders. They haven't played in forever. But what do you got tonight, Babano? Islanders or Kane?
This is a series, I think, the draw option throughout the series. And you talked about the first period, it being tied after 20 minutes. Even for the full game, the game going to overtime, if you bet that, the draw option plus 265, that's going to be, I think, a decent way to look in this series. I think it's going to be a tight series, not much to decide between these two teams. The Islanders are just very, very strong defensively. Carolina can play pretty good defense, and we saw Mrazek have a pretty good series overall when they beat Washington. So it's going to be tight. It's going to be pretty low scoring. I'm reluctant to go against either of these teams. I'm really getting more and more impressed with Carolina when I see them. Rod Brindamore has done a great job there. They are the analytics, advanced metrics darlings of the NHL. Every math guy loves their Corsi numbers, their 5-on-5 possession, all of that stuff. Carolina's got great numbers in that regard. We'll see if it translates to a series.
No, I'm not.
Of course he not. All right, hold on.
I'm getting 20 cents.
Hang in there, Rabano. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Yep.
Kevin Rabano's takes on the hockey game, the hockey series, a little NBA. And then we'll find out the five jobs Rabano's had. Game time decision. Red Heat Rage Radio. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
See, this is a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the music just got worse.
Yeah,
it's
no, a the good Clash song. Is fine. I thought it was, first time I heard the song, Gabe, I thought it was Rock the Cash Bar, Rock the Cash Bar, but not Casbah. I thought it was always Cash Bar.
Rock like, the Casbah.
Cash Bar.
Sounds like one of those disco 70s John Travolta Staying Alive kind of joints. I was like, oh, man, things got worse.
Incorrect. No, it's not. I see Gabe's vein piercing out. He's got something to say to you, Yang, about music.
He's going to tell me, let Metal Matt do it.
Yeah, he's going to go listen to Clashes and Disco, buddy.
Yeah, like even Metal Matt. Like, hey, Metal Matt. Like, does Metal Matt give thumbs up or thumbs down to the Clash? What's he doing right now?
He's coming right now.
Checking Twitter.
You could just ask. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
What's going on?
What's up, Metal Matt? Yeah, yeah. See, what about the Clash? You know the Clash. Yeah, see, you know the Clash, though, at least aren't a disco band. Like, Yang's like, yeah, they're a disco band. They're a punk rock band. Like,
come
well,
on, man.
Rock the Casbah. Rock the Cash Bar.
I like Should I Stay or Should I Go? That's a good song.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, yeah. You know that song, right?
Should I Stay or Should I Go now?
I just know living
if
on
I
a
stay,
prayer,
there
buddy.
Will
living
be trouble.
Prayer, I'm just living on a prayer right now.
Living on a prayer.
Another good one. Just, great
guys. Guys ain't
song.
Listening to Bon Jovi in Spanish Harlem. Yang can rap, though. Thanks, Metal
Mac.
Yeah, Yang can rap. Just like Babano can rap a little bit, actually. Yeah, you know what? We should have a little wrap up. Babano. Are you able to bust off a couple of rhymes first, or can you only do it after a couple of drinks?
Yeah, usually we want to have a little party going, a little festive atmosphere. A couple of drinks have been thrown back by then before we start to bust out the hip hop.
No, but listen, Yang can bust some beats, and Yang's pretty good, and Yang's the real deal. So you can match up. You can see, all right, how do I match up against like a real New York rapper like Yang?
I might be biting off more than I can chew with that battle.
You're not going to do it. That's what you're saying?
I don't think it's happening, Gabe.
I'll start it off.
You got to get me in a festive atmosphere.
I'll start it off. You can catch me on land like Timber in the winter, sipping over proof liquor with a chick from Villa. People, put that gun down. You ain't no killer. I won because they put their thug down. This thing is for Villa. Cap Hillers who keep the Lundgrens and stack figures. I won with Gabe, so you can go and ask people. I got the. I'm about to start cursing. I got to be careful.
Yeah, yeah. I was worried for a second.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You get a little hype.
I was worried there was another word that was coming there. I'm glad you went with thriller.
Yeah. you got to get those alternative words going. Brother, player, homie. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to work with
stuff.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. Settle down. Yeah. Yeah. Leave it to Yang here.
Give it Yang tips.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Now you can.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you about this way.
You weren't even singing. Now he's telling him what to do.
Yeah. I got
typical
one. Go
handicap.
Everything's clear. They block out the sun. Oh, yeah, I got to get me some. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. These blue blockers are okay with me. Hey, I see. It's a fact. Yeah, these blockers, they go with my hat. Everything's groovy, not a slur in my speech. This is what I do up and down Venice Beach. Suck it, bitches. That's the Blue Blockers wrap, Gabe. Great quality eyewear.
Yeah. If I was going to do some rap, it's, yeah, I don't think it'd go down too good right now either.
No. I agree.
No, that's true. I need to be get prepared, get in the zone, yeah, practice.
You need a couple cold ones, right, Babano? You got to go cold, baby,
yes.
Right? No drinks,
that
no
is
nothing.
Big, that's the
that's
most
difference
important
between
thing
being real.
Tool to the successful rap.
That's the difference between being a real entertainer, though, Babano. You see, cameras, go. Push them on the stage, go. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, if it was your
that's
big
right,
break,
Gabe.
Your big shot.
That's right, yeah. Gabe. That's right. Even when you tell me to do cartoon voices.
I'm actually writing a song for Gabe, man, for this game time decision stuff, man.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well,
want to hear a little bit?
We're going to get those pesos.
Want to hear a little bit? Want to hear a little bit?
No, that's good. Yang, that's good. You know, kick the ass of that rapper that did stuff for Tim and Sid. You know, show you can do it better than that.
You got to check it out, though. Like, you said,
I
said,
know who Tim and Sid is.
I say, y'all people short wages, get big bricks on horse races. He be in sauce pages, dipping in Porsche races. He on the ride glaciers, get money like Las Vegas. And he be that jiggy dude, always sporting North Faces. I'm still working on it, though. That's all I got.
That's good, Yang. Good start.
Hey, that's awesome. You're on your way to something there. I like that first part.
I gotta
way
get
to
Cam.
Go.
I got to get Cam in there.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Yeah, I liked your pesos one that you did before. I thought I was pretty strong, Yang. You got some good material.
Appreciate it, buddy.
I would bust him out, but like I said, I like Immortal Technique, but it's a little edgy. You know what I'm saying?
the little
edgy right now. You know, any song that starts off with Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. Like, you know where we're going here. So
you're going to some risque material there, yeah.
Yeah, Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects. It was you. So that's one for the ages. So, Babano, we were talking earlier. There was the joke. We were kidding around with Cam. We got a couple of his jobs. So, what were you, groundskeeper, Cam, or golf guy, caddy? What was it?
Yeah,
all of the above?
I was a golf ball retrieval guy. So I used to go on the river and sell golf balls back to a club. Back shop attendant. So I used to clean golf clubs for rich guys. Horrible waiter, dishwasher, food prepper, being like cutting and peeling potatoes. Basically, jobs that you get in prison, I've done them all.
Sports update guy.
Sports update guy now, Gabe.
Hey, you know what? You got quite a resume.
Sam Stewart.
You've been soccer announcer. Soccer host,
yeah,
like
right.
Arena host.
That's
arena
true.
Host.
True. And maybe
yeah.
one
but,
day a
you know,
cartoon
we're not
voice.
Talking
a cartoon voice.
Herc.
Hey, Herc. It's Nevelis. He's on top of the mountain. Come on, Herc. It's Helena.
All right, Babano, so... Give us five jobs you've had, Babano. Five jobs in your life.
I haven't even had that many. This is number four right now for me. And I've
really?
Had it now wow. since, 2012.
This doesn't count.
But,
like you're supposed to be like job.
Like job, dishwasher.
Yeah.
Well, you George Costanza.
Never did that.
You're going to be a hand model. So what have you done, like, in your life? No. From a kid up, from a teenager up? Like, what are you, rich? So what do you inherit
well,
money?
I cut grass. I'd cut lawns
cut
early in my, you know, that's what
that
I'd do.
Really
yeah,
count,
cut lawns
right,
for neighbors.
Right, that's one.
That was the very first right. one. So I guess technically you could say five of that, including the one now. So that worked at University Lanes in Dundas, a bowling alley
bowling.
Here for a few
up.
Years. Yeah, did customer service, fixed the lanes, cleaned the place, you know, just all kinds of stuff.
Great
you know,
shoes.
It's like one of when you work
great
there,
shoes.
You do a bunch of different things.
Damn right.
Good you worked job. In a bowling alley. Shoes all right. Better.
Nice, I like
the
that.
Bowling alley. Next was City of Hamilton, tech support. Basically, City of Hamilton offices, we'd run around. We'd basically, place computers, put in new hard drives. People got something that, you know, viruses attacking their computer.
I've
we'd run
you, though,
antivirus
I,
stuff and fix it for them.
You, didn't, you don't like strike that, me as like a computer expert.
Yeah, like what's yeah, those?
I was. I've lost all my skills nerds? In that regard. I've forgotten everything now over time.
What's that company, Babano? Nerds on the Go or whatever? Computer Geeks or Nerds or whatever?
Oh, the Geek Squad. I was never part of the Geek Squad. The Geek Squad, they call that. Yeah.
They spy
that's
on
Best
you,
Buy. Yeah. So I had that, and then I had the Cogeco tech support for Cogeco Cable, which is
really
the most recent
guy.
One. Which
are you on the phone?
Was absolutely
bitch,
yeah, and that got old pretty quickly. I was there for... Yeah, I was there for less than a year, and then the handicapping thing came about, and that's where we've been ever since.
Right.
So you've never been a dog walker?
No, dog walker. No
I
dog walker other than my own, yeah.
I lost that prop bet.
Hey, Gang thought at some point in time you were a dog walker.
Yeah, no. Nope. Negative.
It's good to
keep back. I've done a lot of things.
So there you go. There's the Ian Cameron employment history there for all.
But I'll leave out like paper boy and all that type of crap as a kid.
Yeah, that was. I've been a paper boy. Too young.
I worked. You'd like this one, Cam. I worked at a Pepsi bottling plant.
Oh, I would have. Oh, I would have loved that job.
Yeah, but the thing is, exactly. Instead of like water fountains, they had soda fountains.
That's amazing.
So you grab a cup.
It's like
no, but it grossed you out. It smelled like sort of this weird
corn
syrup. I don't know, man. Yeah, and when you walk on the floor, it's like it's all sticky, like a movie theater. Like,
yeah. Good call.
You're walking around everywhere. I worked at Pepsi. I worked at a music store.
That's cool.
Like I was the guy, like, you know, I was putting the guitars up on the stand and everything, and we'd also buy a guitar, so buy and trade.
Nice.
So, the owner told me, I didn't like it too, because he told me, like, he goes, no matter what, when you buy something from someone, you can only give them 33% of the value, right?
Exactly.
So, I didn't like being the bad guy. Yeah, I didn't like being the bad guy. So, people would come in and it'd be like, bro, you know, this guitar is worth $1,000. I'm like, yeah, $300, bro. You know what I mean? I hated being the bad guy. So, I worked at a music store, I was a roadie. Had a poster company. I made a lot of money with the poster stuff.
Yeah, posters.
Poster for rock shows.
That's a good gig, actually.
I charged 50 cents a poster to put them up. So, I was in a band. So, it started, we put a few posters up. And then it sort of started, someone, hey, can you put this up? And, you know, since you're going to be out there. But I got, like, the big stuff, Cam, like U2 and the Rolling Stones and all that. I probably shouldn't admit this, but once with U2, the posters were so nice. Like, they were like these glossy posters. We knew we could sell them. We actually did for $10 a pop outside the arena.
Really? Smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
Hey, yeah, street hustler, scalper, mail order.
All right.
Escort.
If they're in mint condition, nobody will tell the difference. Why not? Make a buck.
Well, they were unique. People couldn't buy them even. Like, that's what made them so special. At the time,
I've been a drugstore delivery guy. Yeah.
Yeah, you've delivery. Done that in various forms. Drugstore delivery guy. Hey, where's our? You've been a game show host. Where's our boy Bob at? I know Bob called this morning. We were gonna get him on actually. I know he's
Bob from Vermont.
Bob is a Giant fan, I think, unless he's a Patriot fan. All right, hang in there, Babano. All right, hang in there, Babano.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
The results of the first round of the 2019 NFL Draft are in, and the NFL bettors and serious fantasy football players, for them, the season starts now. Start prepping for the 2019 season, and Roto Experts has you covered with their NFL 365 fantasy football package, including the best match-day seasonal projections and rankings anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and Roto Experts will be live blogging with each of the picks to give you all the information you need to dominate your fantasy leagues. And that's not all. They provide dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year, regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. That's 10% off with the promo code FNTSY. It's the 2019 NFL Draft and the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at RotoExperts.com.
You can't make this up, guys. So Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is taking batting practice right now.
Yes.
There's video here. I've never seen anything like it in my life, and I was around in the batting practice cage and stuff when Bonds, McGuire, and Sosa were doing their thing. That's the era I was covering the Expos. There's literally like 100 people like behind a batting cage, media, like literally on the field right now. His first home run here, like one of the first pitches in batting practice, He just hit it, Cam and Babano. He just hit it casually into the upper deck. Like, he basically just missed the window of the hotel and smacked the teenage girl in the face with the baseball.
Oh, my God.
She's not
I'm
paying attention. She's 500 feet away.
That's a monster shot.
Look at this. He smacked the girl in the face. She's sitting there.
Do you see how quick that thing gets out? It gets out in like 1 second. Look at that thing. Wow.
Smash. Look how casually he swung, too. He was like, he's like a golfer. He was like, duck, like a chip shot.
Yeah. And that was literally, it just went. Just like hitting a soft driver off the tee there. Wow.
Dude, that's like 470 feet or something. Like, I'm telling you, that's one of the longest runs ever in that stadium. His first, like, swing of batting practice. And it smacks a girl in the face. A poor girl, but. What are the odds, too, that he smacked a chick in the face?
Just crushed.
Yeah, normally, I'd be like, listen. No, but Cam, normally I'd say that. Normally I'm like, yeah, you got to pay attention, baby. Cam, she's literally like, she's basically on King. She's basically on King Street, Cam.
That's right. She's in another world. I agree. Nuts.
Like, this is not her fault. Like, she's literally, like, in the fourth deck, minding her own business. Like, dude, like, you see the lady beside her? She's like, oh, my God. Like, you just got hit. Like, yeah. Like, right now, this is going to get out around baseball and stuff. Like, there's going to be third basemen, dude. They're going to be backing up, man. Like, they're going to be like, I don't want to be anywhere near this kid. He really is the real deal. Okay. Let's get down to business, Babano. So, Islanders and Canes, what are you doing tonight?
This game I'm watching really more than anything. I like the draw. I might put a little bit on the draw, plus 265. I want to get a sense of how these teams go in this game. The game that I've got a bigger opinion on tonight's Colorado, San Jose. I've got the Colorado Avalanche to win that series. I've got them to win game one tonight. I think it's a perfect spot to go against San Jose, coming off just this unbelievable comeback the other night against Vegas. A little letdown potentially. No Joe Pavelski. That was a intense, physical, grueling series. There's a lot of reports coming out of Sharks camp. Banged up, bruised players left and right on this team coming out of that series. So I think a chance for the rested Colorado Avalanche to come out strong tonight, jump on the Sharks early, and take game one. So I'm on the Avalanche tonight. Also the over. The over is 8-0-1, the last nine meetings in San Jose with the Avalanche and the Sharks. And the Sharks have gone over the total in every home playoff game so far.
You think
I think we're all on Colorado tonight. Go Avs.
I think Colorado's going to win the series, too. Well, who do you think wins the series, Babano and the Islanders and the Canes? Who do you think is going to the Stanley Cup now in Eastern Conference? I hate to say it, but I'm going to say the Bruins. Pisses me off.
Yeah.
Bruins or Islanders? Also?
That's probably where I'd go. Bruins and I hate selling Carolina short, but I think the Islanders will find a way to pull it out. Bruins and Islanders.
This series isn't over yet. It's not over yet, though, with Columbus.
No,
Columbus, Columbus was winning 2-1 in that game. They really buckled down. They got dominated early. Bobrovsky stood on his head. They took a lead in that game, and they pissed it away late. And I looked at Tortorella when they gave that 2-2 goal. I'm like, shit, man, we could have just got it tonight. But that's on the road. Columbus is going to be fine. I think they're going to win that series in, like, seven games, man. I still believe in them. They could beat Boston.
What about Dallas? I still think Dallas. And I was thinking about this.
I think Dallas can win that series.
Tomorrow. But hold on. Let's just say Dallas lose again tomorrow.
Yeah,
I still think they can win. Like, I'm actually almost wanting to wait. I think they might lose again tomorrow in a heartbreaker. They'll outplay them. They'll lose by a goal. Everyone's going to say, oh, they're done. They're going to be down 0-2. We're going to get good value, and the Dallas Stars go home and win two games. I'm not – look, we saw the St. Louis game, guys. St. Louis, excuse me, up a battle against Winnipeg, where it was wild swings. You know what I mean? Road team won two games and lost two games. I think it would almost be the opposite here. Like, I'd be careful. And you listen, I'm not advising you two what to do. You know what you're doing. But I'm just saying, don't load up on Dallas need to win this game tomorrow. They might lose tomorrow, and I still don't think they're out of it. I still think they can come back if they're down 0-2 even, Babano. What do you think, though? I don't think Stars are done yet.
Yeah, I actually think they're going to win tomorrow, but even if they don't, I agree that they're not done yet because they played very well in Dallas. They played well at home. against the Nashville Predators, especially in the last couple of games. They really dominated those two games. They had a good home record all season long. They're not done if they fall down 2-0. And to me, last night was one of the worst games they've played in the playoffs, Dallas. Last night, they were sloppy with the puck. They didn't manage it well. There's two goals that Ben Bishop probably said, yeah, I probably should have made a save on it. The first goal on Fabry, the second Tarasenko goal, I thought he should have had both. You get him playing better. No, this is a long series, and Dallas not done by a long shot.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so, battle. And what else do we have? What was the
NBA?
No, is that it for hockey?
Yeah, he likes Colorado in the over tonight. And then we said we're live betting Dallas, even if
they
lose.
Oh, we said Dallas. Yeah, Dallas total 5. All right, it was Columbus and Boston game 2. That's the one. What do you think, Babani? You think Jackets going to get back in this one, or Boston win again?
I do, because I thought they were pitiful for this period and a half, Columbus, and they still took that game to overtime and almost won it. So I'm going to take a chance with Columbus to bounce back at a small underdog price tomorrow. I'll be on Columbus and Dallas in those two games tomorrow on Saturday.
All right, NBA basketball. Golden State Warriors laying 10 tonight. I split it up. I was at the book earlier. I laid the points. I laid 10 points with the Warriors, money line parlayed with the Raptors. So I laid 10, and then I took the Raptors, and it's like plus 165 or so, that parlay. It's not bad, actually. So I get Golden State. They got to win the game tonight by 10, and I just need the Raptors to win the game. And then I did another one where I did money line parlay, where I just took the Warriors on the money line, the Raptors on the money line, and the Denver Nuggets on the money line tomorrow night. That pays plus 130. Raptors money line, Nuggets money line, Warriors money line tonight, plus 130. What do you think about the basketball, Babano?
Yeah, should be a spot where Golden State finally puts this series away and wins it in six. But I don't know. This team frustrates me in the fact that it's turned the effort and the intensity level on and off like a water faucet. We saw signs of that the other night in the loss to the Clippers. I don't know. I mean, they should. And if they are focused and they are playing 48 strong minutes, they'll blow out the Clippers tonight. It won't even be close. You know, I'd lean Golden State more first quarter, first half. I worry that as the game goes on, they might have a let up again, maybe come out strong. I'd prefer Golden State first quarter, first half. The under makes sense, too, because Golden State off a bad loss for years now, not since Steve Kerr's been there. It's been a good bet to the under that they show up defensively and play a lot better. So the under makes some sense for the full game. If I like, I lean Golden State too, but I'd prefer the first quarter and the first half on the Warriors.
What about the Raptors? Raptors and Sixers, Babano. Raptors and Sixers and Bucks and Celtics. What are your predictions for those series?
I think Boston's got a chance against Milwaukee. I know Indiana had no Oladipo, and I get it, but that looks like a Boston team now in that series that's flipped a switch, that's playing to the level we thought they could be before the season started. Keep in mind, you know, a lot of different faces now with Boston. They're a healthy team, not unlike last year. Milwaukee's not going to be easy, but I do think Boston's competitive in that series. I think Boston pushes Milwaukee to 6 or 7. I don't know about win it, but I'll be looking to back Boston in that series because I think Milwaukee, after just trouncing Detroit, is going to be overvalued game to game. I mean, they just laid waste to the Pistons. You're not playing the Pistons anymore. I think Boston game to game, ATS-wise, is going to hold the value, including in game one.
Yeah, getting 7.5 in game one, total 223.5.
The series price is out of whack, man. Milwaukee shouldn't be favored by that much. Sure, they might win, but it's way out of whack, Gabe. You would, at our book, we wouldn't have made it that high. No way.
I think Boston's going to beat them. I called it this morning. I went on record. You got to be bold at some time. I think Boston's going to beat the Bucks. I do.
It wouldn't surprise me even
they're playing their best basketball right now at the right time.
And it wouldn't surprise me that even if Milwaukee wins this series, Boston's going to come out of it as the profitable team against the spread. It just has that sense. Where even if Milwaukee wins the series, you're going to make more money with Boston in it game to game.
But it is. That saying that is risky. I mean, you have to acknowledge the Milwaukee Bucks smash people. Like, that's what they've done all year. They've smashed everyone. They won all four games. They were the most impressive team in the first round. They lived up to the hype. They were only playing the Pistons, but they absolutely freaking destroyed them. They won every game by double digits. And, you know, I've talked about it earlier. It's only happened six times before that the teams had won by double digits 45 or more times in a season. And the Bucks did do that. And all six times the team went on to win the championship after the fact. Listen, I was a little slow on Milwaukee. I was like, they'll fall apart in the playoffs. Oh, they're inexperienced. They're young, blah, 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 blah. And then there's all this other crap. Fact is, they're freaking good. Yeah, they're a freaking good team. But on paper, Boston actually have more talent than they do. And I think they match up well enough well with them. I think the Celtics can win. I don't know, I think they could get massacred in game one, maybe. You know, so I hear where you're going, though. You like the Celtics to cover some numbers in this series. I don't have a problem with that, Cam. I think you agree that the Celtics have a good chance of winning this series.
I do. I think I like what Milwaukee's done. They're a fantastic team, but they haven't met a team like Boston. To Babano's point, Detroit's not even in their league. The line is way too inflated, and I'll be looking to get line value on Boston. Milwaukee might win the series. I'm not sure who's going to win, Gabe. I would probably bet Milwaukee. I think Boston covers a lot of numbers, so we'll be betting Boston a lot.
Babano.
Babano.
All right, Babano, where can people find you?
You go just on Twitter, Apple Bano. Check me out. And Patreon Ice Guys, www.patreon.com/iceguys. Daily there, 2 p.m. Eastern, throughout the rest of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Quickly on the Sixers and Raptors.
You weren't on today, though, were you?
No, we weren't. No, we weren't today. We had an emergency situation. No, exactly. But we're back tomorrow. You know, you have the old technical issues every now and then. But Philadelphia, Toronto. Toronto laying 6.5. Look, I think Toronto's going to win that series. I think they've got the size and the interior defense that's playing at an elite level to frustrate Embiid when you got Gasol and Ibaka and Green and all these great defenders you can throw at him. But I cannot lay 6.5 in game one with Toronto because of the game one history. And it's just kept going. You know, it happened even in Orlando, the only game they lost in that series. So, you know, it's that game one phobia. I want to take Toronto. I think they could cover that number. I'm going to have to see them do it in game one first.
Yeah, I can't disagree
with
that.
Big number.
How about this, though? Well, there's some other numbers. Yeah, they're 2-14 in game ones. Kawhi Leonard is actually 13-0 in his career. As well as the Philadelphia 76ers have lost 13 straight games in Toronto dating back to November.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Great tweet here from Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield says, all these NFL analysts still crack me up. Just bringing guys down and saying what they can't do. When we all know they're not even athletic enough to play checkers. Congrats to everybody who got drafted tonight. Keep making people proud and proving people wrong. And you know what? Good for Baker Mayfield for saying that. I saw the negativity last night. With the players, and you know, you see with the fans on Twitter and in message, and you see it everywhere. In which, this guy can't do that. He's too small. He's too this. And people haven't even seen these guys play. You know what I mean? We talked about it yesterday. Everybody hates everything. Boo this, and this guy sucks, and they should have done this, and they should have done that. And it's true. I agree with Baker Mayfield.
Yep, I do too. And it's like even watching the NFL Network, like Steve Smith just ripped like Josh Rosen, like. Thing is, I'm not like, I don't say I love Josh Rosen, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really know. We don't know him. We don't know what kind of guy he is, whatever. All I know is he's handled the whole situation pretty well when he's a first-round draft pick, and I'd really like Miami to get this deal done, so you just let this kid move on, let Arizona have the Kyler Murray era start, and let this guy start fresh. It's just absolutely ridiculous. You said it, and that's the thing. People have their mock drafts and their report cards, Gabe. I have old magazines that I've gone back and look at. Guys that were can't-miss prospects for the Seahawks were like turned out to be the worst draft picks in the history of the team. Guys they said couldn't do it or actually studs. that they picked in the sixth round.
Yeah, you're exactly
right. Don't believe
right.
anything. It's a bunch of BS.
Yeah, like all these idiots, I'm sure we're all pissed off Tom Brady didn't get drafted until the sixth round, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he proved everybody wrong. Exactly.
It's ridiculous. I should, I guess I'm a ventriloquist. I should move my lips when you talk. The camera, the shot. There we go. It was on me the whole time. I don't know why.
I like that. Yeah, we should get, remember my back in the day, Gabe, I had, when we did Out of Bounds, we had a midget and we put him in a big chair. You remember Andre, ran into him, the guy with a real nasty disposition who Kenny Robinson almost threw down a flight of stairs. Yeah, we should bring him, on the show. He's nasty. He's a ventriloquist too.
Alex Smith is going to join us. We'll talk some NHL hockey with Alex Smith. And Cam will get into to the board. That's some great audio for you from the Buffalo Bills. We'll talk about the NFL draft as well. Cardinals on the clock. Game time decision continues.